This is Strange Harbor. Ghosts, UFOs, aliens, Sasquatch, and all things strange.
This pilot, though, who flew Barack Obama during his 2008 presidential campaign, says UFOs are real, and he's seen one firsthand.
An unidentified object seen over the sky above the Rosedale area.
The shot today video that's got all of Texas talking, probably the whole country, from iReporter, who shot this on a cell phone near Stephenville, Texas. The UFO, according to witnesses, and the witnesses include local police and other public figures.
When several dozen residents looked up and saw a UFO more than once.
Three very mysterious shiny lights over Breckenridge have police and residents puzzled.
Tonight, we have never before seen videotape of UFOs over Colorado.
If you noticed strange lights in the sky over the weekend, you aren't alone. KCTV5's Alan Schoaf went to Lee's Summit to get to the bottom of more than a dozen UFO sightings.
Never before seen footage of UFO sightings this year are being shown at a conference in Pontefract.
Local police never definitively said who's to blame. Locals say it has to be something out of this world.
I was taking a random picture, zoomed it in, and there it was. There was a UFO.
Strange Harbor, ghosts, UFOs, aliens, Sasquatch, all things strange.
And another exciting episode of Strange Harbor, where we talk about the weird.
The strange, the unpredictable. Right out of the gate. Gee, it's early, you know. What are we going to do?
Johnny and Billy here, and we talk weird stuff, weird topics like ancient stuff and new stuff and UFOs and aliens and dead people and icy dead people.
Zombies.
Yes, zombies. The zombie apocalypse.
We haven't talked about the zombie apocalypse.
I think it's a different kind of zombie apocalypse that will happen, if you know what I mean.
You think it'll be more like Michael Jackson's Thriller or what?
No, I think it will be people who are... How do I say this politically correct? There's no way. I think... It'll be a zombie apocalypse, but it won't be like the type of zombies that we know, like in the movies, the Brad Pitt movies and things like that.
It'll not be the living dead. It'll be the dead living.
Right. Yeah. Just kind of switch it around.
Yeah.
But what do you think?
I think you're probably right.
I usually am. What?
I looked up zombies the other day, and I didn't learn a lot.
Really?
There isn't really much written about zombies other than, you know, the literary history. They're just made up.
Kind of like the flat earth theory?
Yeah, it's kind of like that. Yeah, similar.
We're going to have all these flat earthers email us, Facebook us.
They're going to hate us, yeah.
Oh, man, oh, man. Any UFO sightings or anything?
I haven't seen any. You know, there's always out there in Ocean Shores, there's strange things, you know, in the sky.
Right.
And I think some of them are just... Airplanes or helicopters.
Drones.
We have a lot of drones. We have a lot of helicopters and stuff that fly over. You know, when the fishing fleet is going out, I can watch them go out the mouth of the bay and out into the ocean. It seems like whenever they're going out, there seems to be more activity. So I don't know if there's a relationship there, if it's just the lights on the boats that attract something, but... it does seem that when the fishing boats go out, the strange stuff begins to happen.
According to the MUFON case management system, today saw a red blinking light, then cigar-shaped object hovering in the sky. See, spacecraft emitted a low vibration, photographed with a Canon lens, 55-250mm lens. I will post these, hopefully with permission. Almost looks like a balloon, but like a silver balloon, but... Yeah, no, maybe not, right? It actually looks like a weather balloon.
It probably is a weather balloon.
A spacecraft weather balloon.
I do believe that people mistake weather balloons for UFOs. That doesn't mean that all UFOs are weather balloons.
What is a weather balloon?
It's just a big Mylar bag that... filled with hot air, and it goes up, and it carries instruments for measuring whatever they're measuring in the atmosphere. So it could be particulate, it could be moisture, it could be different air quality measurements. So, you know, whatever they decide to take up there as far as equipment.
So it's like you and I, it's just big bags of hot air?
Yeah, just bags of hot air, you know, blowing in the wind.
Shot pic of moon, object flew into view, saw on camera, not with eyes, object flew into viewfinder later, I saw it on picture. That's kind of an interesting photo we'll post up there, or we'll share on Facebook or whatever. Three glowing objects moving west to east. This is video. Two with indistinguishable shape, one shaped like isosceles triangle, and they're videos, and quite remarkable. Quite remarkable.
Post them on the website.
Yeah.
I posted something on the Facebook page about the moons of Jupiter, I think it was.
Yeah.
That were kind of moving together. I really didn't understand. I don't have speakers on my computer, so.
You don't?
No. If I want to listen to something, then I put the headphones on. Otherwise, it's just, there's so much stuff on there. It drives me crazy.
Yeah.
You know, I'm old school, so. I don't need all that noise.
Right. Plus, you probably don't hear that well, right?
No, I don't hear that well either.
No offense.
I mean, I don't speak. I can't see.
Yeah, you can't hear. Talk. You can't hear. You got one eye. You are beat up, my friend. When anybody complains about how bad they feel, I just say, hey, look at Bill Vandenbush. He has a reason to complain.
That's right. Talk about strange. He's the strangest.
No, I never said strange. I just said beat up. You've been blown up.
Blown up, beat up, shot, stabbed, kicked.
Spit on.
I've had every disease known to man. You know, these UFOs are interesting. We're in this period of more and more of these things being reported. We need to contact our old friend Bill Puckett and find out what's going on with the UFOs, because there's just seems to be a ton of them.
It's funny you mention him, because I was just on his website, UFOs Northwest.
Yeah.
Here is a lady's audio report, her encounter with a 7-foot reptoid being that morphed into an old woman.
Wow.
Eureka Springs, Arkansas. But now 2018, and 11 years ago, I think it was a year after me and my ex-husband had went our separate ways, but we had decided about a year later, so which would put it around like 2010 or 11. I don't remember exact anything. We went camping, and there was a horrific storm. Anyways, I saw a 7-foot-tall reptilianoid type. I had never heard of it before at that time, being, and it shape-shifted in front of me into, like, as it approached me on the path, because I was going up the next morning because this horrific storm had happened. We couldn't even leave the tent, and I had to pee so bad the next morning. So I was heading up the path, and this reptilianoid being was walking towards me, and then shape-shifted into a little old lady. I have no memory of the conversation that we had. It was not a evil being by any means. And we had sat down at a picnic bench. And after that conversation that following morning, I have no memory of the conversation.
So what do you think of that?
Well, that's pretty interesting. I like the observation that she didn't think that it was violent or evil, that it was kind of a nice creature. And I think human beings, you know, we think anybody that doesn't look like us is somehow evil and violent, and that's not true. You know, I guess maybe I'm just an optimist, but I still believe that if beings come here from another dimension or another planet or another solar system or even another universe, who knows, that they're not going to be violent. They're going to be peaceful and want to help us. But of course, if we perpetrate violence against them, they're liable to turn on us.
On the other side, folks like Daryl Sims, the alien hunter, who believe if they're here to help us, then where's the help? right, of the current visitations from entities from other worlds. If they're here to help us, then okay, well, where's the help?
But they haven't destroyed us either.
True.
Or done any harm to us.
Well, that we know of. He recently shared an injury narrative. This is one of his abductees who's, it says, who is retired the assistant attorney general. This is what he says to all. This is one of my abductees. His name is Terry Lovelace. He's a retired assistant attorney general. He has connections with a hybrid alien that has been seen in Houston 20 years before I met my abductee here. He was beyond stunned when I showed him drawings of the hybrid that here drawing pictures of recently. It is an ongoing case and one that you might not be pleased to see the pictures. He does not entertain the idea of possible conspiracy here as the drawing shown below. I personally do not find any rationale for that either. One of the reasons I don't find any need for that is because many of us have given for more damning information and have not been subsequently attacked by the intelligence community or something like that, simply because they didn't like our information. I was recently on Kerry's program, and I did not get attacked by anybody. Of course, my critics would probably say, well, that's because you're CIA. P.S. Some clown actually told me the other day and announced the abductions had ceased around the world. The Galactic Council has decided that it was enough. Sometimes you need those high-water boots and the golden shovel to get rid of it. So here is, I don't know if it's a report. On Thursday, December 6th, I was on air with Kerry Cassidy from Project Camelot. I felt uneasy about the evening from the beginning and had some discomfort in my right lower abdomen all evening. The interview with Kerry was a couple hours from 8 p.m. till 10:30 p.m. or so. I now had pain in the right lower quadrant of my abdomen, noted it, and didn't give it much thought because it wasn't severe. At 7 a.m. the next morning, I woke up to two swollen masses, each about the size of an egg, in my lower abdomen, and I felt very weak. I called a friend, a medical doctor I'd rather not name, who advised me not to go to the VA hospital, rather to go to a private hospital. I told him I was going to Lake Point and Rowlett, a Dallas suburb. When I arrived there, they were waiting for us. A CT scan of my abdomen showed two active bleeding vessels in my abdomen. I can't have an MRI because of metal in my body. The surgeon said that they would need to open my abdomen and locate the vessels and tie them off. I now had two swollen masses, each the size of a softball. I was bleeding internally. They prepped me for surgery as I was receiving an anesthesia consultation. The surgeon suggested one more set of CT scans to better help him locate the sites that was bleeding. That's when he discovered the bleeding had stopped on its own. I was kept two more nights to make sure the bleeding didn't recur. The photographs are about a week after the event. My entire right side is dark purple black all the way to my knees. The surgeon told me the injuries I had were consistent with blunt force trauma, like from a car accident or being struck with a baseball bat. Because of the nature of the injuries, he had to report them to police, who questioned me. I reassured them that no one had assaulted me, I had not been in an accident, and there was no alcohol in my blood. I'm not sure they believe me, but I know my rights, and I terminated what I began to feel like an interrogation. I heard nothing afterwards. It's taken several weeks to heal. The pictures on alienhunter.org show his abdomen area, and it's not pleasant. And then there's a chart. Remote mind control, remote brain mapping, and it shows kind of like a diagram of how this remote mind control, remote brain mapping works. How do I say this? Forced memory blanking and induced erroneous actions type of thing. There's another kind of chart with human anatomy pointing to different parts of the body and the brain and all this. But so some say aliens are here to help us, and people like Daryl say, no, they're not. What say you, Bill?
So my question then is, if aliens did this to this person,
right,
what was the purpose?
Could it have been research?
It could have been. It might have been that they picked him up or put him in a device that, you know, not knowing the frailty of the human body,
yeah,
might have put undue pressure on his body somewhere. But, you know, I just think that the more technically advanced we become, the more we learn to help each other. I mean, I suppose they could be coming to look for resources, natural resources.
What if we are the resource?
And, oh, maybe we are the resource. They're coming to suck our blood and take our kidneys, and I hope they take mine, because they're not very good. But, yeah, maybe they are. Maybe they're coming to take our kidneys or our brains or our lungs or
brains?
Testicles
what?
Or something.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. I mean, you know, we don't know how much they know about human physiology. Maybe they're just curious. You know, maybe it's not meant to be detrimental. I mean, look at what we do to animals.
Right. They're doing to us the same thing we do to other species.
We want to know things that are going to benefit us. And we actually kill animals to get that information. So, you know, maybe that's kind of what they're doing. Maybe they perceive us as animals and want to understand, you know, what happens when you do this. And that's the only way they know to test it. Maybe they don't understand the sentient nature of human beings.
Or they just don't care.
Or maybe they don't care.
I'm actually posting this to strangeharbor.net for listeners to check up on the injury narrative so they could see the photos themselves.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Take a look at it and, you know, send us a message. Let us know what you think.
So we have the UFO Paranormal Summit in just a couple months.
Coming up here in March, right?
March 1st, 2nd, workshops on 3rd.
Where can they get tickets?
UFOsummit.com.
Shameless plug.
Oh, that's great. No, love it. We have MUFON will be there, Alita DB, Experiencer Group, Maureen Morgan, the state bigwig for MUFON. She's been on the show. Alien Hunter always wants to come back. He loves it here, so he's helped out a lot. So, you know, we can't tell him no. I mean, we could.
Yeah.
But no, he's always been, hey, whatever you need, I'm here. It's some of these speakers that I have to deal with aren't the easiest to deal with.
They're like rock stars.
And there was one I've been in talks for almost a year to come. And I'm like, we'll give you what you want. Just tell me you'll come. I just can't get a straight answer. So yesterday I finally said, you know what? Just forget it. Thanks.
That's all you can do.
So what if I see you on Ancient Aliens? You're just too difficult to work with. And it was their agent. Their agent. It's just unreal.
It is.
And whereas Daryl Sims is just, oh, okay, I'll be there. Well, oh, you want me to sign this? Okay, sign it. Cool, great. What do you need? You need anything else? You want me to do more? I'll do more. You know, I mean, he's just, oh, you need me to do that? Sure. Okay, great.
Yeah.
Never complains when problems occur, and they always occur. Just stuff happens. He's always the first one to say, what do you need me to do? And not all of them are like, Maureen's like that too. She's like, I'll do whatever you need.
Yeah.
But then you get other people and they're just, oh gosh, I need a raise. Sorry, I didn't mean to vent on that.
Sure you did.
So
it's good for you to vent.
Let's see, Sarah Nash returns. We have, who else do we have? Gosh, I don't even remember. My brain is just fried. Oh, the UFO I-Team? They've been on the show a couple times.
They have been, yeah.
They're always willing to just to do whatever. Now, we're going to have Scott Schaefer and Steve Edmonston. They are the producers for the Maury Island incident.
You know, the great thing about these summits, too, is you're not just sitting in the audience watching these people on stage. You get to rub elbows with them. They're just right there. You can talk to them. You can meet them.
Give them a hug.
Give them a hug if you want. Most of them are pretty huggable. There's a few I might stay away from. But, but you know, this is a chance to get to know these folks and to mingle with them and talk to them personally.
Right.
You know, they don't just walk out on stage, give a lecture, and then leave. They're right there. You can spend time with them. You can talk to them. You can shake their hand, give them a hug, whatever you want.
And I stand corrected. It was the Washington State Senate passing a resolution recognizing the Maury Island incident. Anyway, so they're going to be there. That'll be fun.
That'll be interesting.
Right. So, yeah, we have all that to look forward to March 1st, 2nd, and then, of course, the workshops on the 3rd. Alien Hunter does a workshop. Maureen does a MUFON workshop. And the UFO I-Team, they all do workshops on Sunday, which is, you know, costs a little more, but includes Friday and Saturday, and you get the T-shirt, you know, blah, blah, blah. So hopefully people will come. That would be nice. Someone showed up.
If somebody showed up, yeah.
Right, right. Let's see. Oh, China is the, I think it's China, was the first country to land a rocket on the dark side of the moon.
That's right, yeah. They landed on the dark side, which is really interesting.
Right.
Because that side is pretty much unexplored.
Right.
You know, we don't, unlike the Earth that spins, the dark side of the moon is basically always dark, whereas the light side...
We never see the other side of the moon.
We never see the other side because it just, it faces the sun. But what we see are just the different reflections of the sun off the moon.
And it is my understanding that our moon is one of the only moons that doesn't, like, spin around.
Yeah, yeah. So the dark side stays the dark side and the light side is the light side. And we never get to see the dark side. Even our probes, because it is dark there, haven't really had much luck in exploring that side.
Can't they, like, take a flashlight?
They could.
You know?
Maybe a big spotlight?
What's that noise? Is it aliens?
It's aliens.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
I think it was Clint Eastwood. Just
you
got to
answer
in.
That?
I don't know.
I don't want to, you know, take you away from anything important. Just make sure it's not the wife.
No, it's real estate agents calling me.
Oh,
looking for a new house.
You're gonna bail. You're gonna bail.
Gonna move someplace.
You're gonna take your wheelbarrows of money you make from this show and take off.
That's right. Yeah.
So the big conspiracy has been over the years that there is an alien base on the dark side of the moon.
Well, I've heard that. I've heard those rumors and those thoughts. I think there might have even been one of those ancient alien shows or something like that that talked a little bit about that. Do you have any knowledge of that?
I don't.
What's the matter with you?
I don't have any. Well, I've watched so many of those because they're really interesting shows.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, I get new information, then old information falls out, you know. Does that make sense?
Yeah, you can only hold so much at a time, so... Whatever goes in one ear falls out the other ear.
Right. The Apollo 11 conspiracy. What did NASA really discover on the moon during the Apollo missions?
Well, that's an interesting thought, too. You know, I'm sure that we didn't get the whole story. Of course, there's people that believe we didn't go there to begin with. But I think we did. I think that we actually built rockets and went to the moon. And I think that we have equipment on Mars, and we've sent satellites throughout the solar system.
Well, coming up, we'll talk more about what's on the dark side of the moon, according to former military agents, according to former military intelligence officials.
You're listening to Strange Harbor, Ghosts, UFOs, Aliens, Sasquatch, all things strange. Online at strangeharbor.net. Strange Harbor. Be strange.
Welcome to Strange Harbor. If you've had an out-of-the-ordinary experience, then come to strangeharbor.net and let us know what it is.
It's Strange Harbor, where we talk about the weird, and we've been talking, well, about quite a few things, but dark side of the moon. According to NASA, Neil Armstrong, Buzz Aldrin, they wandered the moon for 3 hours, conducting experiments, collecting moon rocks. They also planted the U.S. flag and a sign to mark their landing, claiming their visit was a peaceful mission for all mankind. According to NASA, the dark side of the moon is filled with significantly more craters and less of the smooth, dark mare we normally see. Now, the terrain is rough, chaotic compared to the side we're familiar with, seen in images from the NASA's Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. but accounts from former military intelligence officials have claimed that there is more on the dark side of the moon than NASA is letting on. Carl Wolf, a technician at the Air Force Tactical Air Command headquarters in Langley, Virginia, analyzed data from the lunar orbiter, claiming he and his colleagues viewed artificial structures on the dark side of the moon, including radar antennas and structures made by intelligent beings. Others have claimed
they clearly weren't Earthlings then.
Right. Yeah. Is they're intelligent. Others have claimed to discover underground tunnels and images captured by India's Chandrayaan-1 lunar orbiter. These tunnels on the dark side were likely the product of tubes of lava flow that created a massive system of caves, potentially inhabited by living beings. A former U.S. Air Force top secret clearance photo technician, the one I spoke about, saying, you know, the Carl Wolf dude, saying that these structures were created by intelligent beings. He was told they had discovered a base on the backside of the moon. He said, "I was stunned by this extraordinary disclosure. I was shaking, trying to take in the enormity of what I was told. I was now looking down at the very photographs. I could clearly make out geometric shapes, well organized and well designed. Most notable were that looked exactly like radar antennas, very similar to what one could see on Earth. There was no doubt now in my mind why the odd complement of scientists and investigators were in attendance at this place on this day. They had arrived to see and study what he was looking at now, structures made by intelligent beings on the moon." Mr. Wolf said questions flooded his mind, such as, could Russia have made these structures, putting the first flag on the lunar surface? He wondered if this could be a joint venture of some kind. And if so, by whom? Whomever was the creator, I felt like I'd been caught stealing or with my hand in the cookie jar. I was not supposed to see these photographs. I could be arrested or worse. I just wanted to do his job, leave, and never mention it again. The technician finished the job he was commissioned to do, keeping the memories dormant, and went on with his life. However, he was haunted by the images for many years. It was more than 30 years before he gave the interview. Skeptics say whistleblower claims like these are never backed by any evidence. Writing on skeptic websites, topsecretwriters.com, Gabriel Picard said, according to Carl Wolf, NASA founded a base on the dark side of the moon. Wolf goes even further, claiming he was told about the base on the dark side of the moon while he worked for NASA, but the member of staff who told him had breached national security. Such claims about image tampering and NASA airbrushing are pure speculation and are never backed up with any evidence. Likewise, Carl Wolf's claim that he was actually told about a base on the dark side of the moon by a NASA official was never proved. It's only hearsay. Surely, if someone at NASA had seriously breached national security by making such a claim, they would have been prosecuted. The truth is that for the past 40 years, the rumor mill regarding NASA suppressing evidence of the alien presence on the moon has spun out of control.
But see, I don't think that NASA would prosecute because...
Well, NASA couldn't.
If they did that...
Could they?
Well, yeah, they could. I mean, if you signed an agreement not to disclose information and then you disclosed information...
Could they prosecute or could they sue...
Well, it's the same thing, basically.
Well, being prosecuted, you could go to jail. Being sued, you wouldn't be going to jail.
Civil case, yeah, you wouldn't go to jail. But if it's a criminal case, so if it was breach of a contract...
Mm-hmm. You could go on Judge Judy with that.
You could, probably. But, but see, NASA wouldn't want to do that because they would have to produce, basically, the evidence that was violated.
Right.
So, I mean, it's counterproductive for them. They couldn't go into court and say this guy talked about something that
we told him not to
without telling a judge or a jury, you know, what that was.
Right.
And so that they could determine whether or not the guy breached the contract. So, yeah, I mean, I'm no lawyer by any means, but it seems to me that prosecuting someone for breach of information or breach of contract would be very difficult for them. You know, it's interesting. We hear a lot of stories, and, you know, with the internet, these stories can get around pretty quick. We're learning a lot about, you know, the falsehoods of listening to people on YouTube and on radio and television, on Facebook and Twitter, telling things that are not necessarily factual. So it's up to us to kind of sort through that and find the facts. We got to see what's real and what's not. And I think it's a, you know, it takes a personal effort to go do that. And you have to look at a lot of research and then draw your own conclusions. But that's what research is about. It's about gathering information and drawing conclusions. But you have to draw.
Go ahead.
But you have to have enough information to base a good conclusion on. So if you find two items on the internet that basically back up what you think, that may not be enough. You might need at least four or five. So the more sources you have, the more likely you are to have valid information.
There are a few bizarre accounts of the crew on Apollo 11 having potentially experienced UFOs and an extraterrestrial presence during their mission. One of these instances occurred on the last day of approach to the moon, which Aldrin Armstrong and Michael Collins have recounted. The two astronauts spotted what they at first assumed to be a stage of the Saturn V rocket. When they called to Houston to ask if that was the case, Houston told them that it had been detached a while ago and was 6,000 miles away. Although Armstrong said it was just far enough away that he couldn't make out the object's shape, the other astronauts debated whether it's shaped like a cylinder or an L-shape or an open book. Another strange report claims to be a transcript between Armstrong and Aldrin witnessing extraterrestrial spacecraft and structures once they exited the lunar module Eagle. Part of this transcript, Apollo 11, those are giant things. No, no, no. This is not an optical illusion. No one's going to believe this. What? What? This is NASA saying, what? What? What the hell's happening? What's wrong with you? Apollo 11, they're here, under the surface. NASA, what's there? Muffled noise. Emission interrupted. Interference control calling Apollo 11. Apollo 11, we saw some visitors. They were here for a while, observing the instruments. NASA, repeat your last information. Apollo 11. I say they were other spaceships. They're lined up on the other side of the crater. Let us sound this orbita in 625-5, automatic relay connected. My hands are shaking so badly I can't do anything. Film it? God, if these damn cameras have picked up anything, what then? NASA, have you picked up anything? Apollo 11, I didn't have any film at hand. Three shots of the saucers, or whatever they were, that were ruining the film. NASA, control, control here. Are you on your way? What is the uproar with the UFOs over Apollo 11? They've landed there. There they are, and they're watching us. NASA, the mirrors. Have you set them up? Apollo 11, yes, they're in the right place, but whoever made those spaceships surely can come tomorrow and remove them. Over and out. Wow.
That's pretty interesting stuff.
Right.
And I've heard these stories before. This is not the first time I've heard about these transcripts that not just Apollo 11, but a number of our space shots and space shuttle crews have reported seeing things that are out of the ordinary or unidentified.
Or strange.
Or strange.
There are many mysteries about man's first lunar landing that remain unsolved. What did the astronauts actually encounter there? And what made NASA stop going back to the moon after Apollo 17? Is there evidence of an alien presence on the moon? And perhaps all around us? These startling photographs, recently discovered in NASA's official archive, were taken by the Apollo astronauts themselves. The gigantic, artificial-looking structures they document, which have never been shown on television before, seem to defy simple scientific explanation. A massive satellite dish, trained on Earth, even an alien fortress? Military experts tell us that if there is an alien base on the moon, it poses a serious threat to humanity. We'll examine all the evidence. We'll attempt to determine if such an alien menace exists. And we'll investigate the baffling case of Apollo 20. Could this really be a female alien recovered during a secret mission to the moon just a few years after the Apollo program supposedly ended? You decide for yourself as we investigate Aliens on the Moon, the truth exposed.
I always like it when they call it the alien menace.
Right.
Immediately, yeah. You know.
They're being such a problem.
Yeah, they give it a negative connotation. But what have they done to us?
Right.
You know, are they really menacing?
They do that with Sasquatch, too. Yeah. Tell us your horrid details about how the Sasquatch scared you. They were maliciously threatening you.
It's true, and just because you're afraid of something doesn't mean that it's malicious.
Right.
Or a menace.
Maybe it just didn't like you.
That's true.
You know? I mean, I could go up to a grizzly bear, and I bet you the grizzly bear would attack me.
It probably would.
Right. That menacing grizzly bear, just stay away from grizzly bears. How about that?
That's pretty easy.
I don't know. I was wrong once, so.
I doubt that.
Here. There you go.
Ow.
Oh, I wonder if anybody's listening.
I hope so. As long as they're not FBI.
Right,
right. I don't know. It seems like whenever we do have people over the phone or the internet talking to us, we get some kind of interference.
We do. You know, maybe they don't like what we're saying or we're revealing all the government's secrets.
Right.
Do they really have secrets? Or do they just think they have secrets?
Yeah.
The question is, if we all know about it, is it still a secret?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like Roswell. Well, we're keeping the secret of Roswell.
Yeah.
Well, how are you doing that? There's museums, there's artifacts, there's stories.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Roswell is hardly a secret. And if it was very poorly kept. So, and I think there's lots of other things, too, that we know about it. Maybe we don't know all about it, but we know enough about it that, you know, nobody's really trying to tell us it didn't happen. So, you know, I think we can believe, again, you know, we have to look at all the research, and we have to determine for ourselves what's real and what's not. You know, what's feasible? Is it feasible that there could be secret bases on the backside of the moon? I think it is.
But whose bases?
The Russians.
Really?
Chinese.
Aliens?
The Martians. The Neptunians.
The Neptunians?
The Neptunians. The, you know, they could come from anywhere. I don't think that it has to be a earthbound entity. It could be anything. And they could have bases on a lot of planets in a lot of areas.
I was just wondering if there are these really old bases on the moon, alien bases, and our military says, and that poses a big problem. Chances are those bases were there for a long time. Those aliens would have done something by now. Like if they were going to pose a problem to us, don't you think they would have done it?
What are they waiting for?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that, I agree. I mean, they obviously are in a place that's not their normal habitat. You know, when you go stay in a hotel somewhere, there comes a time when you want to go home, right?
Right.
You know, it's the same with them. I mean, they're living in a habitat that's probably not all that comfortable for them. And so if they were going to do something, I think they would do it right away.
Right.
Either to take our planet so that they could live on it. And I believe there are aliens living on our planet. You know, maybe that's far-fetched, but I think there are some living here.
Yeah.
What are they doing? I mean, are they hurting anything? Are they harming us?
Right.
Are they running for political office?
Yeah.
Are they
right.
So I think that, you know, we have to rethink the whole alien thing. And, you know, this is just my perspective, my opinion. It's not based on anything other than my observations.
Uh-huh.
Is that the aliens aren't gonna hurt us. They aren't gonna do damage to us. You know. And if they were, I mean, they would have done it. They're just gonna come in and blow us to smithereens or kill us one by one or take all of our trees or, you know, whatever they're gonna do.
The oil.
They're gonna take all of our oil. Have you ever seen the movie Cowboys and Aliens?
Yeah, I saw that once.
Where the aliens are taking all of our gold.
And maybe they took all our gold as we were their slaves and got all the gold they needed, and then they just left.
That's
see you later.
A possibility.
See ya. We're disposable.
Yeah. They built the pyramids and then left. Huh?
Yep. See you later. We're out of here. We're outie.
So do you think that there has been a strong alien influence early on in this planet we live on?
I don't know what I think. I'm just so confused about all of it. It's just so confusing.
Well, there are, I mean, there's some evidence that there was something. You know, we don't know exactly what.
Right.
But there was some influence on early man, and that may explain why we've evolved the way we have, why we've become the beings that we've become. And I think there's, you know, we have a certain nature, and our nature and our cultures are based on our environment. If we were placed in a different environment, we might have different attitudes and different behaviors and treat each other differently. You know, who knows what those aliens have imparted to us. You know, maybe we would have destroyed ourselves long ago. We have incredible technology right now. I mean, absolutely phenomenal stuff. It's come about in a very short period of time. Either they're giving us the ideas to do this, you know, or maybe they've passed on some of that. Or maybe it's just, you know, that humans are advancing that fast.
Here's a shock claim. Humans evolved on another planet and were brought to Earth by aliens.
That's not a bad theory.
Right.
I mean, that's if you look back at early humans, I mean, somewhere along the line there was a change. So if they brought beings from another planet, and those beings basically mixed and mated with whatever, you know, human-type beings were already here, it would create, you know, a whole new species, essentially.
Here's what this doctor says. Dr. Silver says that our inability to cope in the sun suggests that we're not from here. A bad back suggests we're not used to the gravity. And he has a bunch of other theories that how we're just not happy here.
Well, obviously, we have a hard time living in our environment. I mean, we have to have clothes and shelter and buildings, and we have to travel by vehicles, and technically human beings are pretty frail. When we look at Bigfoot, or even if we look at, you know, gorillas that live in the wild,
yeah.
I mean, these are big animals, and they survive in the wild.
Right.
And they're tough. They sleep outdoors. They eat off
they're
the
land. They're not sensitive really to sun, right?
No, they're not sensitive to sun. Even when it gets below freezing, I mean, they survive. You know, they curl up in a place where their body heat can keep them warm. But we are fragile. If we don't drink water for about 3 days, we start to die. If we don't eat food for a week or so, we start to die. If we don't get any sleep for a long period of time, it can actually kill us. And if we're outside in the elements,
yeah,
you know, I mean, if you're thrust out in the middle of winter with no clothes and no shelter, you're gonna die. You can't survive that very well, or at least some people will. There will always be some that survive.
Right.
But
he says reptiles use the sun to regulate their temperature, but humans need to avoid spending long periods exposed to the sun as it could make us dizzy and cause heat stroke. This Dr. Silver says is evidence that humans are likely to have originated from somewhere else was not as much sunlight. Humans also suffer a wider array of diseases and ailments than other animals, which Dr. Silver says is another reason to believe that we're from a less sunny planet. There is not as much UV radiation. He says, we're all chronically ill. Indeed, if you can find a single person who's 100% fit and healthy and not suffering from some perhaps hidden or unstated condition or disorder, I'd be extremely surprised. I've not been able to find anyone. The researcher also points to the fact that humans regularly suffer from bad backs, which he says is due to the fact that we likely originally evolved on a planet with much lower gravity. I don't know, kind of makes sense.
It does make sense.
You know, we have to have these smooth surfaces, and, you know, we can't just hide in a cave. We're not happy in a cave.
No, we're not happy in a cave. We're not happy without our cell phones.
Our stuff.
Our stuff.
Always have to have more
stuff.
We've got to have
more stuff.
More stuff.
We've got to have all this technology, and we have
we're
to
not
have...
happy with the 7-ounce drink from McDonald's in 1955. It had to, what... go up 6 times the size from 94. Now we have 600 or 264 ounce big gulps. just not happy.
You got to have a freaking wheelbarrow to carry that around.
Right. Right. Even though 84 ounces is still three times the size of a normal human stomach. Well, what used to be a normal human stomach.
Right. Yeah, when I was a kid, a Coca-Cola was 8 ounces.
Yeah.
And by the time I got into my early teens, they started coming out with 16-ounce sodas. You know, and then 32 and 64.
Yeah, more. We're just never happy.
No, we're not.
So, in conclusion of our show, Strange Harbor Today, we've come to the conclusion that there's alien bases on the dark side of the moon, right?
I think that that's, I don't know that that's a conclusion, but,
okay.
But I think it's a reasonable hypothesis.
Okay,
yeah.
It's a possibility, and we evolved on a different planet, and were dropped off here by aliens, whether or not to mine for gold, or to be experiments, or to whatever, we're just not happy here.
Yeah.
Because gravity hurts our backs, and sunlight, we can't be in sunlight too long.
I think that expresses it quite well.
All other animals can be out in the sunlight as long as they want.
Well, pretty much so. Yeah.
Right? Name me an animal that you've seen known that's died from skin cancer.
Chihuahuas.
You know a chihuahua that's died of skin cancer?
No, I don't.
See, I don't know either.
Yeah, I mean, other animals are affected by it. But, you know, we have such strong sunlight right now that I think it's different than it was, you know, maybe 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, you went to the beach and you laid out in the sun all day.
Right.
But today, if you do that, I mean, you're going to get burnt and you're going to get skin cancer and God knows what else.
Right.
You can even get sun poisoning.
Yeah. Well, that'll do it for this episode of Strange Harbor, if you're still listening.
Now that we've bored everybody.
Yeah. If you want to listen to past episodes, I don't know, yell at Bill for his new H2E, or suggest a guest, where do they go?
StrangeHarbor.net. We usually get if you send us a message, we usually get the message, and we'll try to respond as quickly as possible.
Oh, Ronnie Dumont said Happy New Year. Did you get that?
No, I didn't, but happy birthday,
Illumirani.
I mean, Happy New Year.
You know, Illumirani?
Illumirani, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope he's doing well.
Anyway, that'll do it. Thanks for listening.
Stay strange.
You're listening to Strange Harbor, Ghosts, UFOs, Alien, Sasquatch, all things strange. Online at StrangeHarbor.net. Strange Harbor. Be strange.